from your mistakes, even if you don't. That's how it keeps you in cycles. Hey fam, and welcome back to Sacred Singleness. We are now in episode 2 of season 2, and I've got to tell you, I am so glad you're here. Last time we had a whole conversation about the devil's tactics, right? We talked about lust, we talked about distraction, deception, and wow, didn't that one get real? But here's the thing. The enemy doesn't stop with temptation, right? One of his biggest weapons is something quieter, something sneakier, but just as dangerous, right? And it's lies about our worth. And if we don't catch them, those lies shape how we see ourselves, how we live our singleness, and how we step into future relationships. So today, we're just going to go ahead and sit together, ladies, men, single parents, everybody, and unpack those lies. We'll call them out, look at how they show up in our daily lives in 2025, and then we'll grab hold of God's truth and walk out, we're going to walk out of here a little lighter, a little freer, and a whole lot more confident. So come on and pull a chair, because these are the lies that I'm about to tell you that we hear every day. So I know that we've all heard some versions of these lies, like you're behind in life. Nobody wants you with your past. You're too old now. You're not enough, or on the flip side, you're too much, right? Nobody's going to want you with them kids or that baggage. And here's what's wild, right? Because in 2025, the lies are louder than ever because of comparison, right? Culture. So like Instagram tells you you're behind, right? TikTok tells you you should look different, earn more, glow up faster. Dating apps whisper you're just one swipe away from rejection. And for single parents, that lie must sound like you're damaged goods. Nobody will ever choose you and your kids. And for men, it might be like, if you don't have the money, the car, the house, you're not a real man. And for women, it might be, if you don't get chosen soon, your time is running out, baby. Fam, these are all lies, okay? And if you don't name them, we can start living like they're the truth, okay? Because at one point, I thought to myself, well, nobody's going to want me, a single parent with a child, you know? And so this is why the devil attacks our worth, right? This is why he comes after our worth. And it's simple. It's because if you don't know who you are, you'll settle for less than what God has for you. If I can convince you that you're unworthy, I don't need to take your purpose, you'll hand it over. If I can make you believe your past disqualifies you, you'll stop running towards your future. And listen, the enemy doesn't need to destroy you. He doesn't. He just needs to distract you with lies until you shrink back, right? Play small and stop living boldly. That's why your worth is under attack. And so let's flip it, right? Here's what God says in Psalms 139:14. And you'll hear me throughout my podcast and throughout episodes reuse the same scriptures, because this one that I'm giving you, I already reused it in the last season, but I love to reuse scriptures because it ties in with what I'm talking about, and it's scriptures that I enjoy reading, right? And it's relevant. So Psalms 139:14 says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You, my sister, my brother, my parents, you are intentional, not accidental. Do you understand that? And in Jeremiah chapter 29:11, it says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. So your life isn't random, okay? It's written. God wrote your story from the moment you were conceived. And the funny thing is, we would be so much further in life if we would have just let go and let God. But we always try to get our hands in the pot, right? We like to control our lives. And Isaiah 43:1 says, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. God is literally saying he put his name on you. And Romans 8:1 says, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And if we translate that, it just means your past does not get the final word. So the question is, whose voice are we agreeing with? The whisper of the enemy or the truth of God? So how do the lies show up, right? Let's talk about how this shows up right now. And for our ladies that are listening, maybe you're scrolling, right, through social media at night, seeing engagement posts, baby showers, wedding reels, and suddenly, and I know it's happened to many of us, but suddenly that little voice whispers, see, God skipped you. Well, I'm here to tell you that's a lie. And men, maybe you're working two jobs, right? Grinding and still feel like you're not where you should be. And here comes the enemy whispering, you're failing. You're not enough. That's also a lie. And to my single moms and dads out there, maybe you're tucking your kids in bed and then sitting in the quiet house thinking, who would even want this package? I'm going to tell you that right now. That's a lie. Because God calls your children blessings, not baggage, right? And can we laugh for a second? Because sometimes the lies are ridiculous. And like, you'll have a whole productive day, pray, go to church, serve somebody, and one small thing goes wrong, and suddenly the enemy's like, see, you're a mess. Nobody wants that. Really? We've got to stop giving those whispers so much power. And I'm going to put myself in an example because I've given him plenty of power. Because yes, everything has gone right. And all of a sudden, one little thing shifts and I'm like, what just happened? Like, I'm like, I don't see a breakthrough. But we really got to stop giving those whispers so much power because they're trash, right? They're trash. They don't hold that much power. And here's the danger. If you believe the lies long enough, they'll shape your choices, right? If you believe you're behind, right, you'll rush into relationships you're not ready for. If you believe you're unworthy, you'll accept being treated poorly. If you believe your past defines you, you'll live in shame instead of freedom, guys. If you believe you're too much, you'll shrink yourself. If you believe you're not enough, you'll overwork. Right? Overgive, overcompensate until you burn out. And the devil doesn't need you to fail publicly, right? He just needs you to sabotage yourself quietly by agreeing with his lies. Because if you fail publicly, he fears that somebody else might come and scoop you up and remind you of who you are. So he loves you being quietly defeated. So let's talk about how we can break free, right? First, we gotta make sure that we're catching the lie. Like literally stop and say, that's not God's voice. The faster you start to recognize it, the less power it has. And try to replace it with truth. Don't just say, I won't believe this. Say what is true. So for example, the devil says, you're alone. You say, God said he will never leave me or forsake me. Speak it out loud. I know it feels corny. I know. But your brain believes what your mouth says. And life and death are in the tongue. I'll go back to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Write it down. Put it in your mirror, on your phone wallpaper, wherever you'll see it daily. And stay in community. Sometimes you need people around you to remind you of your worth when you forget. Okay. Whether that's a group of friends, whether that's community in church, whatever you call community, get it, okay? Get it. Because practical, I'm going to give you a practical tip for 2025. If social media is fueling the lies, take a break. Curate your feed. Follow accounts that speak life, not comparison. I'm going to keep saying that. That goes with the lust as well. Like I said in the previous, if you follow accounts that continue to recycle the same negativity and the thing that you're trying to destroy, and try to get away from. Unfollow and start to follow accounts that speak life into your life. Okay? I don't know what else to say. I don't know how else to say it. I don't know what else to do. But ladies, I'm going to tell you, your worth is not being chosen, okay? Because you, my dear, have already been chosen by God. So stop negotiating your value because you feel overlooked. And my man, your worth is not in your paycheck or your car or your followers. You are a son of the King. Walk like it, okay? And my single parents, woo, can I just say something? You are not broken, okay? We are not broken, okay? You are not second best. So stop pretending or stop making yourself think that, oh, because you weren't chosen, you're not second best. You're just the best. Okay. You are modeling resilience, faith, and love every single day. Don't you dare let the enemy tell you that your kids are baggage. Okay. They're a blessing. And the right person will see that. Okay. So let's pause right now for some reflection. Okay. Let's grab a journal or just sit with these questions, okay? Let's just sit with these questions. What lie has been the loudest in my singleness lately? And how have I been living out of a lie in the way I date, the way I parent, or see myself? Okay. Another question that you want to ask yourself is what's one truth, okay, from scripture I can start declaring daily to fight it? So don't just think about this and move on, okay? I want you to write it down, pray about it, and share it with someone safe, okay? And freedom comes when we get honest. And when I say share it with someone safe, I mean someone who is going to give you some good feedback, not criticize you, okay? And so let's go ahead and we're going to go ahead and close in prayer. Okay, so let's pray. Father, thank you for truth that cancels every lie. Thank you that we are not defined by status, mistakes, or timelines, but by you. For my sisters, remind them they are fearfully and wonderfully made. And for my brothers, remind them they are strong, capable, and chosen. For single parents, remind them that they are not less, they are more than conquerors through you. Lord, silence the lies of the enemy and fill us with your truth. Teach us that to walk boldly, confident in our worth, not just in this season, but in every season. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. And family, that's episode number 2. And we're not letting the enemy lie to us anymore. I have to say, we're shutting it down, walking in truth and hiding our, you know, we're going to hold our heads high. But I'm going to see you guys next time on Sacred Singleness. And until then, I want you to speak live, walk boldly, and remember your worth is not up for debate. Until next time, take care. Bye. To break all these cycles, generational.